Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around.
All right. Today I want to talk to you about expression and how fucking vitally important it is. And how, like, you know, I find so many people are searching for their purpose. And in fact, I've been walking along the beach today, pondering that myself, like, not necessarily what is my purpose. I spent over 10 years trying to figure that one out. And I'm not sure I'm 100% there, other than, like, it's to show up and express myself. You know, I think we can intellectualize this shit and try to figure it all out. But really, what works is creating. You know, so like, for example, a car just drove past. The beach has been closed to cars for the last couple of months, and it's actually been really lovely not to have to think, you know, like, I haven't had to like keep my eye out for a car and make sure the dog's all right. But anyway, so it just totally distracted me. So expression and why it's so vitally important, right? Like, we find our voice through using our voice. And our voice, like, what I guess what most people are looking for when they're searching for their purpose is they're searching for something that gives their life meaning. And finding that, like, I think we can't not, I mean, we can live not on purpose. Really, you know what? Like, when I think about purpose, it's really about intention, right? Like, it's about, that is what purpose is. Being on purpose means being intentional about how you live. Being present to how you live, making conscious choices about how you live. And, you know, for me, that comes down to expression. It comes down to creative expression. And, you know, like, I'm not really, I think this is where I feel like, not funny, but I talk a lot about creativity. And I'm not like a painter. I'm not a drawer. I'm pretty shit at those visual kinds of arts, even though I studied them. I'm not that good at it. And a lot of the time, I just never actually gave myself permission to do it because I wasn't good at it. I thought I needed to be like my brother, who's like an incredible artist, in order to be an artist. But that's not the point of expression. It's not to be good at something. It's to bring something to life, to channel your energy into the creation of something outside of yourself, right? Because when it's internal, it's actually not serving the planet or the people on it, its inhabitants at all. It has to be expressed in order for it to be of service. You know, and I think, like, when we think about purpose, and when we're thinking about living a life of purpose and meaning, really what we're talking about is being of some kind of service to the greater good, right? Like, having some kind of impact. And sometimes that is, you know, I don't know, like, I guess it depends on how you view purpose. Is it an internal feeling? But for me, purpose always has some external quality to it, right? Like, some way of being of service. But we can't be of service unless something is expressed, whether that is a message, you know, like your cooking, your garden, like, it can be whatever the fuck you want. But making something from your expression, taking an idea and turning it into something, or not even taking an idea, just allowing things to flow out rather than internalizing. Because, you know, internalizing really does no good. I was talking to a client about it today, and how we can use all of our emotions to create, and not in a way of avoidance, but in a way of expression. Because what happens when we internalize something is it can live in parts, in dark recesses of us, right? And then it can turn into different things and fester. And I'm talking about emotions, you know, here, like anger, bitterness, sadness. Like, we all have these shadow sides of ourselves that we want to hide from the world because we see them as undesirable. And what ends up happening with that is that it festers, and I've spoken about this before, it comes out. I think you're doing a good job of hiding it, it comes out. It's like the people pleaser being really passive aggressive, right? They don't necessarily even see that passive aggressiveness, but when you're on the receiving end of it, you feel it, all right. So, you know, expression is vitally important to our well-being as human beings. In fact, that's what we're here to do. We're creators. We're here to create and find the things that we love in life. And, you know, I used to think creativity looked a certain way. Like I was saying before, I wasn't a good, you know, a good painter or a good artist. I always felt a little mediocre. And it never felt like a natural expression for me. It didn't feel, and maybe it's because I was judging the outcome too much. I wasn't just allowing myself to be in it. I was consciously making something rather than just allowing something to express itself. And I was judging the creation. In fact, I watched an Insta story today of a woman who does wall murals in her home. And she did a little story. Her and her husband had this project of creating a wooden tree. They saw something in like Target or something, and it was $20, and they were like, oh, we could make that. And so they started making it like a decade ago, and then they bought the wrong tools, and then they sat down like a few years later and started it, and then in the end they 10 years had gone past and this fucking thing still hadn't been finished. And the husband, who was making this wall hanging thing, he was like, well, I'm sitting down today and I'm going to finish this fucking thing, because I've been so afraid of finishing it because it meant that I'd have to share it, right? And so there's so many people out there who have all of these unfinished projects, because it's easier not to finish than it is to have to admit it's shit, to have to admit you got it wrong, to have to put it out there and potentially have it scrutinized by somebody else and have them not like it. And, you know, this is the thing about creative expression, is it is often supremely personal. I spoke about this in the last episode, I think, where I talked about the creator versus the critic. You know, art and expression is personal because it comes from within us. But actually, it's not necessarily coming from within us, it's coming through us. So if we can remove the ownership of it, then we can lose the personal aspect of it and just get our shit out into the world. You know? Like, I think it's important to start things, and I think it's important to walk away from things from time to time if they're no longer in service. But I also think it's important to be real with ourselves and ask if these unfinished projects that we never get to are that way for a reason. Fear of rejection, fear of failure. Like, what is it that's stopping us getting our expression, a chosen expression, out into the world. And then, you know, if I put a muzzle on myself and there have been a few episodes that I haven't shared. You know, they've sat in my phone because I've felt like maybe it didn't paint me in the best light, or I felt like I was rambling incoherently. But for the most part, I don't judge this shit. And don't worry, I got all the stories about that. I've got all the stories about how if you just prepared, maybe you'd be further ahead than you are. If you just polished it up a bit and you weren't so rambly, maybe you'd be, you know, Elizabeth Gilbert today instead of Carly Nimmo with your 1,000 Instagram followers. You know, like, I can be a pretty harsh critic to myself. But I also, for the most part, record it and get it out into the world. I suspend my judgment of myself and I just allow myself to share it on a schedule, because then I just have to share it, right? Like, I have committed to publishing an episode every Wednesday, and I have done for almost 300 episodes, like 5 years or whatever it is, over 5 years, nearly 6 years of me just getting something out there. Because, like, I could be walking along this beach having this thought with myself and having this conversation inside of my head, and guess what? Then it doesn't really serve anyone. You know? Like, it's just in my head. And then there you are walking along a beach or sitting, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter what the external part of it is. But you're in your head and you're thinking similar things, and you think you're alone in those things that you're thinking because no one else is putting it into expression. You know, I feel like there's aspects of ourselves that we want to hide from the world. And so we do our fucking best to shut that shit down. And when we shut it down, it festers. And it ends up being this, like, when I was explaining this to a client today, I was imagining mold, right? Like, where does mold grow? It mostly grows in dark, damp places. Places where there aren't any light. They're hidden away, and that's where the mold thrives, right? Well, what would happen if we got a whole bunch of sunlight on that mold? It'd die. It wouldn't hold any power. It's just, you know, it would disappear. And yet we're here trying to hide these aspects of ourselves away, like the incoherent, rambling, you know, person full of self-doubt. We're trying to project something else. And while we're doing that, we're shaming that part of us. We're sticking it in the dark corner and allowing it to mold and fester. When all we have to do is let the light in, give it expression. Because, you know, shame can't live in the dark. And you know what? Like, for me, the light is the expression. It's the actual, like, looking at the thing and saying it out loud. I'm afraid of this. I'm afraid of being seen as incompetent. You know, like, just face that fear. And if you've got a whole bunch of projects sitting around unfinished, or you're wanting to, you know, share who you are with the world, then there's really only one way to do it, and that is to do it. Because I know for me, knowing that I'm walking along this beach, vocalizing, expressing what is going around in my head, is actually also making, hopefully, you feel less alone and validated. This is the power of expression, is we allow others to see themselves in us and to have their own little moments of acceptance, right? It's shining a light. And when we talk about purpose, when we talk about living a life of purpose, and we see that as being of service, what greater service is there than to make another human being feel seen and valid? I don't know that there is a greater service. So yeah, that's my thoughts for today around purpose and meaning and self-expression. And I guess I just want to invite you to check in and see, like, what are you hiding from at the moment? What are you not creating? What are you not sharing? What are you not expressing? That's getting moldy. All right. Well, that's really it from me this week. Until next week, peace out.
Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosofies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.